Hachette Audio presents The Snow Child, written by Eowyn Ivy, read by Therese Plummer. From my daughters, Grace and Aurora. Part 1. Wife, let us go into the yard behind and make a little snow girl, and perhaps she will come alive and be a little daughter to us. Husband, says the old woman, there's no knowing what may be. Let us go into the yard and make a little snow girl. Little Daughter of the Snow by Arthur Ransom. Chapter 1. Wolverine River, Alaska, 1920. Mabel had known there would be silence. That was the point, after all. No infants cooing or wailing. No neighbor children playfully hollering down the lane. No pad of small feet on wooden stairs worn smooth by generations, or clackety-clack of toys along the kitchen floor. All those sounds of her failure and regret would be left behind, and in their place, there would be silence. She had imagined that in the Alaska wilderness, silence would be peaceful, like snow falling at night. Air filled with promise, but no sound. But that was not what she found. Instead, when she swept the plank floor, the broom bristles scritched like some sharp-toothed shrew nibbling at her heart. When she washed the dishes, plates and bowls clattered as if they were breaking to pieces. The only sound not of her making was a sudden caw-caw from outside. Mabel wrung dishwater from a rag and looked out the kitchen window in time to see a raven flapping its way from one leafless birch tree to another. No children chasing each other through autumn leaves, calling each other's names. Not even a solitary child on a swing. There had been the one, a tiny thing, born still and silent. 10 years passed. But even now she found herself returning to the berth to touch Jack's arm, stop him, reach out. She should have. She should have cupped the baby's head in the palm of her hand and snipped a few of its tiny hairs to keep in a locket at her throat. She should have looked into its small face and known if it was a boy or a girl, and then stood beside Jack as he buried it in the Pennsylvania winter ground. She should have marked its grave. She should have allowed herself that grief.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?